Grooveyard.
Welcome to the Grooveyard, where we play the music of the 20th century. Some you will have heard, some you will not have heard, and some you wish you have never heard. Here's your host for this 60-minute visit, James Eaton.
Hello all, in this visit to the Grooveyard, along with The Who, Simon and Garfunkel, Brian Ferry, David Bowie and some others, we're also going to take a look at some Mersey beats.
This then is Mersey Beat.
In the hall they got a rockin' band. Come on, baby, let me take your hand. That's dumb. Yeah, I did a dumb. Well, you're looking good, just like I knew you would, lad. Hey, baby, it's me and you. We'll do a dance the whole night through. That's dumb. Yeah, I did a dumb. Well, you're looking fine. How I wish you were mine.
Legend in Liverpool, that was Farren's Flamingos and Let's Stomp from 1964. Farren's real name was Bill Rusley, and he and guitarist Paddy Chambers eventually joined the Big Three, who we'll have later. Mersey Beat was of course the name given to the sound of the bands from Liverpool in the early 60s, once the Beatles had drawn everyone's attention to Liverpool. Brian Epstein was the manager of the Beatles and went on to sign up many of the Mersey Beat bands. One such was the Cubas, who spelt their name two ways, K-U-B-A-S and eventually K-O-O-B-A-S. They played the Star Club in Hamburg, just like the Beatles. Here's their 1968 cover of First Cut is the Deepest.
I would have given you all of my heart, but somebody else has torn it apart, and they've taken almost all that I've got. But if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try to love again, 'cause I I still want you by my side.
just to help me dry the tears that I've cried. And I'm sure gonna give you a try. And if you want, I'll try to love again. Baby, I'll try again, 'cause I
cover that. The first cut is The Deepest by the Cubas. To the big three now. They were originally Brian Griff Griffiths, John Gus Gustafsson, and Johnny Hutch Hutchinson. This trio was highly respected by everyone in Liverpool, but that respect did not translate into chart success, except for By the Way from 1963. Their only release to reach the charts at number 22.
The way that you look, I can see you're the best in town.
Best in town.
By the way that you kiss, I can tell that you've been around.
Been around.
I can tell that you're the one. By the way you keep me thinking of you. Oh, by the way, I love you. By the way that you walk, I can see you're the girl for me. That you smile, I can tell that you'll always be.
Always be.
I can tell that you're the one. By the way you keep me thinking of you. Oh, by the way, I love you. I saw you once walking by on the street where I live. I knew right then I would give everything I could give to spend my days with you. It seems my dreams come true, and I can tell at a glance that I still have a chance with you. By the way that your eyes seem to shine, tell your mind,
tell your mind.
By the way that your lips are apart, I am sure it's time.
Sure it's time.
I can tell that you're the one. By the way you keep me thinking of you. Oh, by the way, I love you. I love you.
Music from the 20th century in the Groove Yard.
Alone. Well, baby, come home. I need
At the top of that twosome were the Big Three with By the Way. They were followed by the Escorts, who, according to the Merseybeat paper, were the ninth most popular band in Liverpool. But they had no chart success. That was their 1965 single, I Don't Want to Go On Without You. On to a band that sounds so very different from what we expect from Merseybeat. A black vocal group who sang in a doo-wop style. From 1963, The Chance and A Thousand Stars.
A thousand stars in the sky, like the stars in your eyes.
Thousand Stars. Our last look at Merseybeat comes from the Mojos, who managed to get to number 9 in 1963 with this superb version of Everything's All Right, but they immediately became one-hit wonders. Shame. America now, and some rockabilly from Jimmy and Johnny. That's Jimmy Lee Fortheree, and country Johnny Mathis. So obviously not that Johnny Mathis. I can't find the doorknob. Double dose of 1958 rockabilly and rock and roll. First up, Jimmy and Johnny, who had trouble in the fact that they couldn't find a doorknob. And then a great rocker from Don and Dewey, Bim Bam. Back to 1955, and we're going to shuffle along with Shirley and Lee, Who Feels So Good.
I've been missing, feel so good. meant to be. Feel, feel so good. Now that you're home, come let me hug you. Come let me kiss you. Come let me see what I've been missing. Feel so good. Now that you're home.
From New Orleans, that was Shirley Goodman and Leonard Lee, known to us as Shirley and Lee, and Feel So Good. Back to the UK, and the BBC accidentally created a treasure trove of British music. Because they were restricted by record companies to a quota of needle time, that's the amount of music from records that they could play, they got the bands into the studios and recorded them live. The Who were one of the acts.
And this is Long Live Rock.
Smile.
BBC session in 1973. That was The Who with Long Live Rock. Got Simon and Garfunkel up next with a song from their classic 1970 album Bridge Over Troubled Waters that was also released as the B-side to the single The Boxer, Baby Driver.
You're listening to The Grooveyard with James Eaton. Email grooveyard@gmx.com.
to be my girlfriend. Yes, I'm gonna ask that girl. I'm gonna ask that girl. I'm gonna ask that girl to be my girlfriend.
That twosome started with Baby Driver from Simon and Garfunkel and finished with Reckless Eric, who is an acquired taste, but does have some great songs. That was Girlfriend from 1978. Over to Mr. Brian Ferry now and a cover of a Beach Boys song that he recorded for his 1973 album These Foolish Things. Don't Worry, Baby.
Well, it's been building up inside me for all. Some things bound to go wrong, but she looks in my eyes and makes me realize when she says, "Don't worry, baby,
don't worry, baby.
Everything will turn out all right. I wake and find the sunlight softly shining on her hair. And then I realize I'm wrong in thinking that she really doesn't care. There's magic in her eyes that makes me come alive when she says,
"Don't worry, baby.
Don't worry, baby. Everything will turn out all right.
Don't Worry, Baby, says Brian Ferry. So we won't. We'll just play Modern Love from David Bowie.
I catch a fever, boy, when things don't really change.
from 1983. That was Modern Love from David Bowie. Dr. Feelgood awaiting to tell us about hunting, shooting, fishing.
I ride a mail with a lick of steel. I pack a spell with a loaded wheel. Shoes and tie made of rhino hide. I keep an eye on the countryside. I'm hunting, shooting, fishing. I head off the pack. Over my shoulder, but I never look back. I carry cash buried in my boot. I spit on trash that I pass on route. I pay each fine with a mental note. I sign online and decline to vote. I'm hunting, shooting, fishing. I head off the pack. Over my shoulder, but I never look back. I never look back. Shoulder, but I never look back.
double play that started with Dr. Feelgood's 1987 single Hunting, Shooting, Fishing, followed by the quintessential English band XTC with a single from 1982, Senses Working Overtime. Talking about time, it's time to leave the Grooveyard once again, so many thanks to you all for coming. And remember, there's an open invite to return when we next rummage through the recorded relics of the 20th century. A lot of you have asked what the music I use at the start or the end of each Grooveyard's called. Well, it's the instrumental version of a 1985 single from Princess called Say I'm Your Number One. And this is the 12-inch vocal version.
You have just been on a 60-minute visit to the Groove Yard with your host, James Eaton. If you would like to listen again, go to grooveyard.mataroa.blog, spelt M-A-T-A-R-O-A. You can also see this visit's playlist and get the podcast. Emails can be sent to grooveyard@gmx.com. This program is made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.